What a nice sitting arrangement. Hare Krishna. I'm very, very delighted to see all of you. My best greetings go to everyone. And, may I just know, is this clock perhaps a little enthusiastic? moves. It is. Yeah? For 3 minutes. Good. Then I would like perhaps Manu and to come and greet all of us.
Hare Krishna, everyone. We want to welcome everyone here to Radhadesh. It's been quite a few years since we've had our last Holy Name Retreat. I'm actually not sure if it was 2019, maybe. Something like this, but at least 3-4 years. This was something we were doing here on an annual basis. So, as many of you know, for different reasons in this world, there was a lot of things that were put on hold for a while. But here over the last, I would say, half year, we've been meditating on putting something together that's very unique, very special, that's also very immersive and very much connected with the Holy Name. And so Marge was particularly, enthusiastic to hold such a program again. And so we've been trying our best over the last many months to set things together so we can create a unique experience for each and every one of us that are here. And so I understand that mostly we've just arrived and we're not fully settled, but that's fine. We'll have a good night and some prasadam also to take to settle fully into this wonderful space and special community that is Radhadesh. So over the next few days, there will be quite a lot of sessions that will be always catered and tailored around the Holy Name, around chanting in its different forms. As we know, there will be japa, specifically in the morning hours, which will happen every day here from 5:30 till 7, even though exceptionally tomorrow, and please pass on the message to those who may be arriving late, we've decided to move it at 6 o'clock, just so that people can rest a bit more before they attend the session. But we'll have a guided japa session here from 6 to 7, and the other days it will be also here in this room, but from 5:30 till 7 o'clock. Then every morning we have in the temple room with our dear Shri Shri Radha Gopinath, we have the regular morning programs from 7:15 with the beautiful darshan, followed by Guru Puja, and then Marge will be guiding us into a topical lecture on the Holy Name. Then there's breakfast time and a bit of a break, and then we ask everyone to be here on time, latest by 11 o'clock, to enter into the first session of chanting of kirtan for the day and leading into a specific and special workshop once again by Marge, which will last an hour and a half, and then we'll finish again with more kirtan by lunchtime. And then we've allotted 3 hours around lunch just so everyone can rest in a bit, because we know during retreats we're very enthusiastic, but we tend to gradually lose the enthusiasm and get tired. So we want people to take rest so that they can be ready for the evening session, where we will be doing mainly here every day kirtan from 5 to 8 o'clock, and this will go on at least for the next few days. And Saturday, I'm sure many of you have seen already on the schedule, we have, instead of the session with all the workshops, we will have 2 times 4 hours kirtan in the morning time till lunch over here in the hall, and then in the evening we'll be doing everything in the temple room. And this will go on till 9:15. So it's quite a packed schedule, a lot of chanting. So I hope everyone has nicely taken care of their voices, and more importantly of their hearts, and comes here to try and open up and take in the wonderful guidance we will receive, and in this way also try to serve the Holy Name and all the devotees that are present here. So was there just something? Oh yes, important point. We have Nadia that's here just at the back, if she can raise her hand. For anyone that hasn't received yet their wristbands or hasn't registered, please see her after the session today on your way out, just so you can collect your wristbands. We just want to make sure everything's in order, so we don't have issues with the cooking we have for all the many people who are expected to be attending. And just as a final thing, we're very delighted we have Yogi and Ananda that have joined us. They were just recently in Hungary and many other places over the last many months, and they accepted to do a slight detour through Radhish, and we're very grateful for that. And we also have Madhava Prabhu that will be coming in tomorrow morning and will be with us every single day to do some lengthy and very intensive kirtans, as well as Ramanaji, and of course, most importantly, all of you, that we really hope you'll feel nourished and keep on chanting as much as is possible. So I'll stop for now and just kindly give the words to Marge so he can introduce us into these first moments together. And of course, Gaur Krishna, who is our most beloved kirtan leader, and always happy to have him here. And we know he's very humble and doesn't want us to mention him, but if Marge does so, then we can. So, Hare Krishna.
So Hare Krishna, also from my side, a very, very warm welcome and a very, let us say, yes, enthusiastic introduction I wish to give. The session is called Entering the Retreat, and I will set a few parameters. Thank you. Oh, and Murti, but marriage is coming. in Vrindavan, in after Kati, with wife, you need to be very precise these days. So, no, Ananda Murti has greatly benefited me in a very significant way. So, therefore, I want to show my appreciation. Good. Most probably all of you have heard about Japa retreats. They are conducted all over the world with often great numbers of participating devotees. And I want to say you are now in one of them. These are different than the seminars which you know, certainly different from the festivals which you have attended. Retreats require you to enter into the active role and do some good work on your own japa. The way the japa is introduced in these retreats, you will quickly find out, is not as a technique, not as a thing you regularly do, and not as a fulfillment of a promise you have given during your initiation. No, japa is much more. Chanting the holy name means to work on our relationship with Krishna, really, who has so kindly come in this most merciful manifestation, the holy name. Retreats are part of Vaishnava culture. They are called, usually done with a vow, with a sankalpa. We will dedicate this first session so that you can find your own sankalpa. Japa retreat in particular are called japa anustan. Anustan is a concentrated effort which you do to attain perfection in a certain field. I think we all know this when we are feeling we are weak and unhealthy, then we might dedicate some time in our life to recuperate, and we will watch our diet. We will at that time perhaps pay great attention to exercises which help us, because we know if we give it a good time and a good effort, we can become very healthy. A japa anusthan is traditionally performed by serious devotees of Krishna who retire from their ordinary activities and engage in a very strict practice, because they do know that with this practice they stand chances, thank you, to improve their practice greatly. I think you might have heard of Jagannath Das Babaji. He used to this microphone has a tendency to lie down, go down. Jagannath Das Babaji is reported to go with, that he went with his servants Bihari and did a japa anusthan for 3 months. He would get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, he would not speak and not even and not eat and not even drink water, imagine, up till the afternoon when he completed his huge amount of rounds, and he would do so with great discipline. Once he observed that spring had come and the trees next to where he was doing his japa were blossoming. I believe they blossomed because they had heard so much the holy name from this pure soul. So the blossoms were perhaps usually like this, but now they were like this. And he was so happy with these flowers on the trees that he said, "Bihari, look!" And Bihari looked, of course, but he went like, "Oops, I have interrupted my regulation." So on that day he didn't eat. He just started again with his number of rounds. He erased all the numbers he had done and did so. Japa anusthans are our example, but do not worry. I have seen some of your jaws going, "I didn't sign for this." In our society, which is not known for intense spiritual practices, we only have retreats. They only last, well, we started with week-long retreats, 1 week, but found out that it's easier and you can achieve more if you do like 3 full days or 2.5 days and so on. But during this time, it's very important to give exclusive attention to this practice. And I will help you at the end of this lecture with some recommendations that can help you. Now, I don't fail to say this, I myself had a profound crisis in my Krishna consciousness when I was around, I would say, had practiced around 25 years. I'd done everything. I had gone on Sankirtan, I had made pilgrimages to the Holy Dham, I had a life of no possessions, or very little. At the beginning, we didn't have our own shirts even. We took them when they came back from the laundry, from what we called the Brahma Jyoti, you know, everything, all the shirts together. And I had chanted all my rounds, followed all the principles, gotten up very early, but I had developed a crisis. I looked into my heart and I could find there was not much of a difference from when I started my process. I was attached. At that time, no one of us looked Netflix or did anything which you all do. No one of us, you know, we were, you have heard older devotees speak about the, I would call them crazy old times, not the good old times, but because they were not realistic, as it showed, because so many could not maintain this. But I was envious of others. I was not sure about the direction in which my life would go. And I certainly had very little, if at all, any realization about Krishna, love for Krishna, etc. And I knew I would not be able to go on like this for another 25 or 50 years or 75 years or 100 years or whatever long life I expected. I knew it wouldn't work because it had not worked, and I didn't know how long I could keep that mental determination going. I wanted to leave the movement because it didn't work for me, at least. I couldn't, because I had fallen, I had given my heart to Srila Prabhupada, and I did not doubt him, nor did I doubt what he said. But I thought, well, perhaps I have not understood him up till now. And I made a reset at that time. I stopped what I was doing. I went on pilgrimage to Vrindavan Dham a little before the month of Kartik, and I decided to study his texts, his books, I mean, meant his lectures and so on. And as I did this new study, I recognized sentences like of all the orders of the spiritual master, his order to chant 16 inoffensive rounds is most important. I came about sentences which said, in this age of Kali, all other processes are not empowered any longer, only the chanting is. I found out scriptural statements which said Krishna is identical with the name Binatvang Nami Nami no, Nama Nami Noho. I found out statements of Prabhupada that 90% of our advancement is dependent on how well we chant. And my ego revolted and said, but I'm chanting. But upon closer investigation, I found out there's a difference between chanting and chanting. Oops. There are empty names. Bhaktisiddhanta says they are like empty capsules. Well, it looks like medicine, but there's no active medicinal ingredient in. And there, these empty names were called by Bhaktivinoda Thakur as Namakshara, only the letters, H-A-R-E-K-R-S-N-A are there, but Krishna is absent. Empty capsulas, empty names. And there is a way to chant when Krishna is fully present. And I tried the recommendations to chant avoiding the offenses and chanting with absorption and trying to avoid distraction. All these recommendations, some of which you will hear and practice with. And I solved my crisis. Recently I was asked, I was interviewed and said, how are you after all these years of being a monk? And I said, content. Simply content. I'm happy. I'm a happy old man. And for a person from the Viking dynasty, a person from North Germany, I never thought I would become. I never thought. And really? Content? What is contentment? I said, it's different from happiness. It's deeper. It's underlying. Yeah, it's called Santosha. And then, of course, you know me, I can talk and talk and talk until no one is awake any longer. I spoke, but in one word, that it worked for me. So, but I'm far away from a good chanter. I want to say this. I'm not here, although I'm sitting on this new chair and feel quite alone. There are many more seats here on this. But I consider myself as someone who tries his best. Every year I take 1 month off my quite busy schedule of service, and I dedicate this to Nam Seva, and I have written a poem what I do. It says, lock me up, turn the key 3 times around, and then throw it away, because only then I will finally be free. What I mean is, on my own retreat, I do not see anyone, I do not speak with anyone, except, there are some exceptions now, because some devotees I just can't say no to, but they are very rare, and actually I should say there are no exceptions, that no one of you wants to be an exception, but I'm absolutely there and only chant, and only chant, and only chant. From as early as I can rise, which is in Vrindavan quite early, to as, you know, when I feel now it's good to stop because I need to replenish my energy. Sometimes I can't stop. So this is my own story. I believe in japa retreats. I very much have seen breakthrough experiences. I once collected the credentials, but then I thought, well, I'm not doing it for advertisement or so. So really devotees report amazing experiences. And yes, I want to now state you. Thank you. First of all, I want to ask you to describe in maximum 1 sentence your experience of chanting. By the way, if someone of you says it's always ecstatic, I will mark you as a liar. We want to have honest. What is your present real? How do you think of japa at the moment? I am looking at you now.
A bridge.
Japa is for me a bridge. Mm-hmm. How would you describe your japa? No. Others, you have already escaped me.
Aspiration.
An aspiration at this moment. I can see no one, you are all afraid, so I will drop this exercise and show you a slide. There is something I want to share with you about the glories of the holy name. The essence of our practice of Krishna consciousness is, as you know, always remember Krishna and never forget him. This is possible when one chants the Maha Mantra. We come to the essence. I think japa brings us to the essence. I want to quote Jiva Goswami. Chanting the Shiv means of attaining love of Godhead. Now when you chant, that's how you attain this love of Krishna. Brihat Naradiya Upanishad says, not yoga, not karma, not jnana, only chanting works in Kali Yuga. No? And Bhaktivinoda Thakur echoes this. He says, in Kali Yuga, other processes are incapable of releasing the fallen souls. There's a quotation from a authorized source, but I forgot what Shastra. 90% of our advancement in Krishna consciousness is dependent on chanting. And I will end with a quote from Chaitanya Charitamrita, which you have heard. Of all the orders of the spiritual master, his order to chant is at least 16 rounds. In other places, Prabhupada adds at least 16 offenseless rounds is most essential. Yet, there are blocks in us. The blocks which keep us from giving japa our best. It is well known to me as a retreat leader that many of devotees who come to retreats are not regular able to commit to fulfill their promises at the sacred initiation. And it is well known to me, because I speak to you in my private time, that you find japa difficult. Kirtan, not so much. Because there, unless you are a kirtan leader, there is less effort required. You just sit and you are carried away by the mercy of the holy name sung in unison. But japa, and therefore, found out a list which I wanted to say about. Devotees who come to retreats, or devotees in general in our movement, they often, one block which they feel is change is not needed. It's not possible to make this bigger. Can you see it? A little bit we can see, no? Change is not is needed. Many of us have no awareness that there is a need to improve our chanting. We think, I'm fine as I am now. my neighbor also chants dead rounds. You know, it's like riding a dead horse, and another person is also riding a dead horse and says, oh, he's also on a dead horse. This is the unaware chanter, not, who is not so aware about the essential need to chant with loving absorption. Then there is the second type of block, where a devotee says change is not possible. Such a person says, let me be honest with myself, I'm just not a japa chanter. Let me therefore practice a focus on practical service. I can build, I can sweep, I can distribute, I can, and so on. We think Krishna knows how much I can give, and I'm giving my best and practical seva. This mindset leads to an apathy or indifference in our chanting, and I would call this person an indifferent chanter. Then there is someone whom we find very much an organized religion. I'm good, I'm with a group, it's all right. And change? Ooh, change is too hard. My mind is too active. I just can't focus. We think, maybe now I can't do it, but perhaps I do it in the future when I'm old. This mindset can lead us to laziness. And I would say that's the lazy chanter. And I have more here. The last one is that the one who thinks change will happen automatically. I want to, please don't take notes so much. It's good if you hear a little what this is about. In Harinam Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda, who is he? Haridas Thakur identifies three people who are not able to chant so much. I have added in the last, well, I can see. Let us go positively. There are committed chanters, and these are usually very exalted souls. You usually see them. They understand the necessity for absorbed chanting. Then there are inattentive chanters. They are distracted while they chant, and I believe I'm certainly in that category. I'm committed to chanting, but I always fall into the inattentive category. And there are lazy chanters. They just say, yeah, I have a bee bag, then I get my prasadam, but lazy, I don't chant my rounds, you know, and what the rounds which I chant, don't ask me. And then there are the indifferent chanters. These are people who are apathetic. The last group, that is the unaware of the necessity for chanting, no one of this group sits in here, because you wouldn't be here if you wouldn't think, let me go to one of these retreats. I heard so much about them. Let me see what it is. And it is perhaps good for me. So you are not in this category, lacking awareness. Therefore, I will not really talk about this. Now, these chanters have various attitudes. Somehow, our computer presentation is not so on point here. The attitude is, one is the attitude is making chanting their priority. That's the committed chanter. And so on. I will not go through the list. Now, there is a remedy for all these different types of chanters. something which we could call an improvement. And I request you to read with me as we go through this. Oh yeah, they appear one after the other. If you are already a committed chanter, and I think many of you are, I've now given you a little thought, food for thought, but of course we have, it's not so bad, no? Then it's, if you want to go to the next level, you can develop a daily routine that allows you to really stick to your commitments and your practice. If you happen to be an inattentive chanter who's often distracted, then my recommendation for you is try to do things where you can increase your taste for the chanting by just hearing how wonderful Krishna is. When you are aware, oh, Krishna is so wonderful, and let me just glorify his name. And, for instance, I think Gokrishna is wonderful because without him I couldn't sing kirtan. And I like to say his name, Gokrishna, please, Gokrishna, there. Sometimes Gokrishna says, what? And I say, oh, it's just like your name so much. So when you increase your relationship to Krishna by hearing, you won't be so inattentive. You will be attentive. If you are a lazy chanter, which I think some of us might be, seek out the company of Vaishnavas who are absorbed in chanting. That's, you know, why Prabhupada in the beginning of our movement, he always chanted the rounds with the devotees together, because he knew if the devotees would see him, they would become interested in chanting and committed to chant. If you are an indifferent chanter who doesn't really like to chant his japa, I recommend forget your about 16 rounds, which you nevertheless will not do. Stick to a number that is doable and that you can chant with taste, because then you will increase and come back in a year or 1.5 years to your 16 rounds. But if you let this go on, this indifference to your chanting, then it's not very good. Now I'm sure that all of you have heard lectures like this. I'm sure that all of you have felt bad when a Swami like me has given such a hard introduction. By the way, I will stop here. I will not go in this style any longer. So, because I want to please you, and so on. I know that some of you have thought, how does this work? How can I become a committed chanter? I know that the young generations are all have heard Aindra Prabhu, their role model for kirtan, saying that only if you chant your 16 rounds will your name be pure, your name chanting. And you have tried, but you have asked, you have come to the point where you say, can anyone please tell me realistically how I can change? And I would like to introduce to you a little chart. Please watch me very carefully now. That will give you an answer to this mystery. First of all, please consider this proverb. If change wouldn't be possible, there wouldn't be any butterflies. Can you see how the butterfly starts, it's not at all capable to fly. Can you see the thing there, left? But what I believe this is, I'm not 100% a biologist, but it could be a monarch which can fly from Canada to Florida. Did you know that there are such butterflies? They're called monarch. Monarch meets king. How can this being? Before this, they're even on the floor. They're even much, much uglier. They're caterpillars. How, if change is not possible, if you could not change, there would not be no butterfly. So here is a very doable way you can do it. It starts first of all, and here I need my other glasses, with an initial desire. Let me go with this. That is an impulse. If you wish to become an ecstatic human being who chants with love the names of the Lord, you must have a desire, and that desire will be the impulse for your change. It will be the initial thing that kicks the chain of change off. Then, and I feel this is the duty of the Japa retreat, nothing more, comes the contemplation about the holy name, about Krishna, about this practice. Contemplation means you think about it on your own terms. You don't agree what anyone says to you. No, this is not about that. It is you reflect about it, you contemplate about it. That's very important, because change has to happen from inside to outside. Forced change is always from outside, and it never works. It works for some time. The next thing is you need to prepare yourself for a change. We will speak about all these steps in great detail. And only the 1, 2, 3, 4 thing is practical action, and then change can happen. I often feel without these things, there will be no change. I want to tell you something which I speak with great affection and gratitude. I could see in my life, I'm now turning 70 next February, and I'm so tired all the time. I can't dance like I want to dance any longer. I'm fat from here to Alaska, and so on. I'm really, my body cannot digest any longer, but I need properly a diet, and I probably need exercises. So after having tried it many times, I found out my trainer, Anandamurti. And first we started with 3 training sessions a week. But before I was ready to do that, I thought, okay, now I'm 70 and I'm already a wreck. I'm finished. In 10 years, I'm 80. And then if I go on like this, I bite the grass with 82. So, do I want this? No. I want to change. I want to become healthy. Then I contemplated. Maybe then I can't eat my secret Laraba. It's Laraba. It's an energy thing from America which tastes like the heavenly planets. Because they have too much calories. contemplate. What else? Exercises. Oh, I'm so lazy. I like to read, but I don't like to make exercise. I contemplated. Then I prepared myself. Okay, I will get in contact with Anandamurti and Yogi Raj. I will get in contact with the two brothers. But first, let me do some regular walking, because I will not keep it up. And then I was bold enough. I said, can we have a talk? Or can we have a session? They gave the session, two brothers at once, in Radha Desh, dumbbells, everything. Then I said, but I don't want to become Arnold Schwarzenegger or whatever is his name at the end. So, no Arnold Schwarzenegger, but I want to improve. And then we started. Then was the action. I had the desire, I had contemplated how to, and at the end I came to the idea I do need a trainer, because otherwise I never get out. Then I did the preparation. I walked a little to walk myself up to a certain level, and then we did the prep. Then we started the action. 3 times a week. I could not escape, because Anandamurti was so encouraging. He said, come on, you can do it. And when I was dead on the floor, he said, no problem, this was excellently done, Maharaj. I said, really? Yes, he encouraged like anything, because he knows that is, I think, perhaps 20% of training, or 10% or how much?
Yeah, like
25%. 25%, you need to be encouraged. And now, well, yeah, I'm preparing to meet Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, you know, I'm still not. And that was not the training aim. But now I'm healthy. I'm doing exercises on my own every day. It takes only 15 minutes when you do it regularly. And yes, and he said, you look healthy. So I'm. He's my trainer. He knows. So I wanted to give you an example. I could not have gone to action without really wanting it, because it was 3 times a week, and I was not in half an hour. And often I must admit, I was, although his training session is the best, but I was thinking, I would like to read Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and you know, I wanted to escape, but no, we had signed up, and when a German signs up for something, he must be there. Only one time I think I flunked. Yes. So this is because I had done the preparations. If you want to chant japa, my dear devotees, it's not, okay, I was at a japa retreat, now 16 rounds without fail. It will not work. In this japa retreat, you can perhaps learn, I can convince you that it's possible, that it's pleasant, that it's ecstatic, yes, that yes, you can change into a committed chanter, and you can meet Krishna in the holy name, but you have to do the contemplation about this. You have to prepare your life by arranging perhaps 2 hours, or if you say, no, I'm going at the beginning with 8 good rounds, then 1 hour a day. When you say, no, too much, 4 rounds a day. You can, then half an hour. You have to do the preparation. You have to put your mobile telephone on fly modus, because you are flying, and you have to change perhaps a few things in your life, your addiction to halava perhaps, which makes you sluggish after a certain age, and so on. And then you need to do the action, no? And this is only for thinking, and we will do some practices. Oh, Krishna, time is now. I would like you to go in the ends. We go to the end part of this preparation. I would like you to form pairs of twos now. I will go with Prahlad Nrisimha. You know, find someone who's next to you or with whom you feel comfortable. It will be an exercise where you need to talk in some amount of honesty. Otherwise, it will not work so well for you. Don't worry, nothing difficult. Yes, please do this. Find someone you would like to do this. I know some of you do not like exercises. I nevertheless request you to find someone. Manohar, you have found someone. Prabhu, your good name. What?
Sebastian.
I think for this you can take part with someone. Just find someone. Good. Who has not yet found a partner? You're going to Sebastian most probably? Good. Who has not found a partner? Please raise your hand. Okay. Who is so there's partner A and partner B in your group. Who's partner A in your group? Please raise your hand. Gokrishna knows what will come now. Who is partner B then? Good, you understood. So partner B goes first. I always do this and it never fails to amuse my audience. So I request you to discuss altogether 3 questions with your partner, and you will have to do it fast. We can have only 1 minute really for, actually 30 seconds for one. It's really, you have to now be absolutely attentive at your best. First question, you can see it there. What would be the benefit of changing my japa and making it an ecstatic, committed japa chanting? What would be the benefit? Be creative. You can say, I would go back to Godhead perhaps. You know, be benefit and be, but be connected with what is going on in you. No, if, yes. So, please do this. We have not much more time than 1 minute 15 seconds. Okay, yes, I'm going to now drive the automobile in the fast track. And just whatever comes out. Nothing is written down. Nothing will be published. It's really for you, this exercise. I will give you the sign when we have to change partners. Okay, start now, please. so. Balaji, tell me, what is the benefit of your change?
Well, fastly, it's built by meditation, wisdom, mastery, to, especially to Kamala Mohan, to find direction, you know, for service, you know. And I guess why I felt like it was taking so long is I felt like I was controlling, like, yeah, where it was going.
Yeah,
this time at Janmashtami, I kind of surrendered. I said, I leave it up to you, because I'm trying to dedicate this life to you. And then we found something. But I feel like to stay connected with Krishna is through japa. That's the way. And so I just want you to stay connected.
Excellent. Please, if you have not done so, change partners. So partner A should talk about, or if you do it together, you know, that's also all right. You have 30 more seconds. Just they're a little stiff in the beginning.
You might sometimes be partners with someone they don't know.
Thank you so much. I'm very happy to see you're coming alive. That is nice. Second question. The way you, who goes first, you decide, please. Second question is, please listen very attentively. You might like to read along, because then you capture the question better. What would be the possible outcome if I don't change my present chanting habits? You know, like I said in the beginning, when I was thinking I need exercise, and I thought, well, if I don't do this, and if I don't change my eating habits and only eat larabas, I mean, I ate a lot of variety also at that time, but, you know, then in 10 years from here, then I really have troubles, and with 82, I don't know where I am at that time and how I can service. So I looked forward, and I request you to look also forward. What would be the possible outcome if I don't change my present chanting habits? Start now. One moment, I just to check the time. Okay.
Well, besides having you in my life, if I don't have this developed proper connection with Krishna, I won't be able to feel his presence and also see where he's navigating my life, because I'm putting it in his hands. But if I don't stay and keep that contact with him, I won't be aware of what he's doing.
Yeah. I always think about this Vasudev thing. I won't be able to escape the prison in which I am if I don't put Krishna in my heart. Because japa is about relationship. Is it all right? Or do you need a little more time on this? Okay, but sharp brain, yes? Okay, a little bit more time. Ah, Kundalata, Hare Krishna. Yes, please continue. Okay, last and perhaps the most important question is a question which we will revisit at the end of the retreat. But for now, what can I practically do? Come up with tiny steps. Come up with a tiny step that is realistic and that you can stick to. Here, I just want to request you to think, what can you practically do during the japa retreat? Manu has told us the schedule. There will be in the morning a guided japa session. It's guided. You will learn, for instance, the Isha formula, and apply it immediately. It's a thing which brings often miracles to come. And there are kirtans by talented kirtaniers. There are workshops, there are sessions. How can you, during this retreat, take the maximum benefit by doing something practically? I'm thinking of something like, I will give you my own recommendations a little bit later. I'm thinking of something you can say, okay, I will try to participate in all the sessions, that's something. Okay, practically I could do something, I could, in the kirtans, for instance, apply what I have learned in the japa retreat to just see if the change which we saw in the case of the butterfly is that it is possible for me. You know, I will check Maharaj if his promises are work, if his things work. You can, what can you practically do? What we want to have with this with the entire exercise, and which now culminates in this question, is something like an inner orientation that accompanies us as we go through the retreat and reminds us that, okay, I should do this now, I should do that now, or wait a minute, I wanted this. It's something like a little commitment to ourselves, no? What can I practically do? Please start now, and don't say, I will chant 64 rounds each day in this retreat. Something better stay with tiny steps, with things which you can, yeah, okay, that I can do, you know. What you can do?
Well, one thing from when you spoke in Jinmastery and also now, Bhaktisiddhanta's example of the empty capsules.
Yeah.
It was very obvious that most of my rounds were like that, where I'm just saying the name, but either my mind's somewhere else or just completely blank at times. And I think something I want to start doing from now on, but especially in this retreat, is just chant with more intention, like,
yeah,
just connect with Krishna, like I mentioned earlier, but even more specifically, like at the rounds, with the focus of specific meditation, whether it's something I read or my own internal meditation, but use that to kind of propel it every time I see my mind drifting, kind of bring it back to that meditation. Because I sometimes, when it's more abstract, like, oh, I'm just praying to Krishna, but there's not something specific or a prayer or a meditation, it's harder to just be like, oh, think of Krishna.
Wonderful. Hi, Bo. You found something? No, yes, middle. I know you are not used to such a... The style is a little intense, or is it... I can... At the moment, I just feel you are afraid of me. I am your old person whom you know from Europe, you know, we are. Good, everyone. If there was a tiny step, something which you feel you could do, please do so. You might like to meet up again and see if your partner is able to do, but gently. You're not like the Pallas of Radhadesh here, but gently see, or see yourself. It's Prabhu, this is about a commitment to yourself, not this what you can do. I want to come to a close now and show you a slide which I like very much. Prabhupada on the chanting: the more attentively and sincerely you chant the names of the Lord, the more spiritual progress you will make. I think when we look in Srila Prabhupada's face, when we look in, he listened to his lectures, we know he talks about real Krishna consciousness. It must be true what he says. So the more attentively and sincerely, sincerely, we will learn about this. We know what it is, but we will learn some dimensions from the Shastras. The more attentively and sincerely you chant the names of the Lord, the more spiritual progress you will make. Of course, this statement, as I know from Prabhupada's literature, refers to both japa and kirtan. No, it's not just for one of the practices, japa or kirtan, but japa and kirtan. I would like, from my past experiences, to end now. I want to end the session now by giving you a few personal recommendations that will help you in the 2.5 days which we have together to make the maximum benefit out of it. By the way, if any one of you wants to wants to have photos of the slides, you can approach our team and they will give you. But don't worry, after 2 weeks of the retreat, I will send you something that is a summary of what you have heard, so that you can again go through it and apply it in your life. No? Also, I will give you something at the end of the retreat, a takeaway which can help you for this particular retreat. So we try to take care of each single one of you. But these are now during your retreat. The first recommendation is minimize distractions. I do know that some of you have services in Radhadesh, they will have to drive here and there and so on. But and I know some of you are famous YouTubers. You have to YouTube along to get your audience. But minimize it, and if you can nullify distraction, that's also very good. But at least, you know, I want to leave you with doable things. Minimize distractions. The second point is pace yourself physically. Very important. We will go into areas where you don't often go, especially when we start with the with some more advanced spiritual techniques. So you need to be awake for this, otherwise you will become unwilling to go so deep. Perhaps to adapt, you will be happy to discover that it's possible for you. So pace yourself physically. It means sleep enough, eat enough. Don't eat too much. You can. We will have at the end a lavish feast, which will level every one of you if you wish. But before that, please see that you are in a healthy, live quite healthy, so that you are. But the young people amongst you can distract and can digest nails. So for those of you, pace yourself and. All levels physically. I think especially in regards to sleep. Sleep enough, no? Then have, this is very important, some personal space, a solitude, a silence, introspection, prayer. The project is big enough. I don't know how peaceful our cows are by now. Maybe you cannot lie next to a cow, which would be very sattvic, because I heard we have temperamental characters amongst the cows. see that there is a Gita walk in the nature. The residents here can tell you it's hardly 1-2 minutes walk from here, and then you come on a beautiful round walk through the forest. Be a little, give yourself time to reflect. Also, you can do this by talking with a good friend. Retreats work best when we step out of the busy thought traffic in which we are usually driving our lives, thinking, doing. Oh, WhatsApp messages. Some of you take them this meal first thing in the morning so that they have a heavy meal reading the WhatsApp messages. I mean, it can be quite heavy. So personal space for spiritual life and prayer also. And then during the retreat, cultivate positive thoughts and feelings. What I mean with this is have good association with the devotees. Try not to see faults. When your neighbor snores like 20 bears at one place. No one laughed. That was not a good joke. I thought it was a good joke. or anything. Remain in a positive mindset. Because a positive mindset where you see the good will help you to be in a good space for your spirit, for your retreat. No? These are my recommendation, and please keep this one sentence in your mind. Where your focus goes, energy flows. I focused on 3 times a week, and then we reduced to 2 times a week. intense exercise. I mean, not too intense within my limitations. And then the body started to breathe, to work, to sweat, to function. And I didn't really know that I had feet. I had forgotten until the exercise. So in the same way, energy will flow in your life when you focus on the task ahead of you. No? I will also go regularly in the restaurant and see how much you eat. No, don't worry. I try to loosen you up. You're too Belgium-like by being in contact with the country here. So where focus goes, energy flows. This is a very simple rule which you will experience, and you can harness that energy and go very deep. I have said enough. I'm almost on time even. Now we will chant together up till 8 o'clock a very special prayer. It's called the Namashtakam. I would appreciate if I do have something. Does someone have it on a tablet? Prahlad Nishinga, I think you can find it on your this. The whole world is on this tablet, so we can see. Gokrishna will sing it. It's actually a wonderful bhajan where we will glorify the holy name. And after we have sung that, we will all come forward and offer an arati to Nam Prabhu here. Nam, the Nam is here, to Prabhupada, praying for our, how do you say, an empowerment in the japa, so that we can actually do japa very nicely, that we get some mercy. Do you think that's a good idea? Are you Tapas, by the way? Tapas? No. Your name? Tapas? No. Oh, so sorry. I thought. So, those who are readying the deeps, the lights, please have them ready. You will be guided into this. It will be very simple. And now we will just sing. The text which we will sing will appear. It's already there. Yes. And we will start. Can we maybe have instruments around Gokrishna? Kartals, Madang. Oh, you are already there. Good. And kartal players, do? Yes. So, yeah, you know. Yes. Oh, I need with the translation.
Okay, the translation is down here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you.
Maybe it's easier if it goes this way. Then. And you can zoom in.
Yes. Can you just be here to help me?
Yes.
Because I'm not so... I might make mistakes. No, it's all right.
There is a side where he's right after.
Yeah. You can write when he's finished, and you can show. No, you're intelligent.
Yeah, I'll scroll it.
Yeah.
Madura.
than all other sweet things, more auspicious than all other auspicious things, the greatest purifier of all purifying things, the holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. The entire universe, from exalted Brahma down to the lowly clump of grass, is a product of the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord. The only thing that is reality, reality, again I say reality, the holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. Person is a true preceptor or a true father, a true mother and a true friend also, only if they teach one to always remember the holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. Certainty when the last breath will come and put an abrupt halt to all one's material plans. Therefore, it is wise to always practice chanting from the very childhood. The holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. eternally dwells in that place where truly exalted, spiritually advanced souls sing in the mood of pure devotion. The holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. What a great sorrow, more painful than any other misery in the world. Mistaking it as a mere piece of glass, the people have forgotten this jewel. The holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. Should be heard again and again with one's ears. It should be uttered over and over with one's voice. It should be perpetually sung and sung anew. The holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. Makes the entire universe seem insignificant as a blade of grass. It reigns supreme over all in a splendorous manner. It is full of eternally conscious divine ecstasy. It is supremely pure. The holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything.
Raja. bliss state, I would just go and then I would rest.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful. Hare Krishna. Wow. Thank you once again for participating so kindly and generously and so on. I was not sure. I've never seen you before so like looking. My dear devotees, let me summarize. You will get most of it if you make this your own retreat. This is not Manu, Sachinandan Swami and his team, the Radhadesh devotees facilitating something. Yes, we facilitate something. Yes, we provide a platform for an experience, but it is really up to each one of us, myself included, of course, what we make out of it. And I really fold my hands in an urgent request. Please, it's 2.5 days. I think if we commit ourselves to these 2.5 days, we will create an extraordinary devotional atmosphere where each one can make also extraordinary experiences in their personal relationship with Krishna in his most accessible form. Accessible means you can really, he's not far away, he's a close God in the holy name. Good. If you would like to, before you go out, make a snapshot of the recommendations, and these will really help you to come into a different space altogether, minimize distraction, and pace yourself physically is most probably the most important thing next to of positive thoughts and feelings. No? Fine. Thank you so much so far.